It's Tuesday, June 20th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Rethinking IT spending, strategic realignment looms amid increasing buyer's remorse. AI is posed for a major impact while chatbot adoption struggles, and the Biden administration warns against a car repair law, the AI Disclosure Act, and Connecticut AI law introduced, and the NLRB redefines independent contractor. This is the Business of Tech. A management consulting firm Analysis Mason survey found that 64% of respondents plan to increase IT expenditures by 4.4% on average in 2023, down from 5.2% 6 months ago. Despite this, 69% of respondents still expect a year-on-year increase in revenue. As a result, SMBs are going through a period of strategic realignment and will reevaluate IT spending priorities, leading to longer sales cycles. On the other hand, Gartner reveals that the most technology buyers regret their purchases as soon as they're made, especially renewing or expanding as-a-service agreements. 60% of technology buyers involved in such decisions regretted nearly every purchase they made, which is a 6% increase from 2020. It's worth noting that this survey involves companies with revenues of at least $50 million. Why do we care? Let's put aside the company size, as I think it's a red herring. This data is still valuable. These reports aren't saying full steam ahead on spending. They're saying that customers are not quite as eager to spend and find themselves second-guessing previous spending. I've been thinking about why customers buy and the disconnect between technology implementations and business outcomes. That's the critical area of focus for technology providers, particularly now. A new McKinsey report released last week shows how big AI could impact jobs, quoting Morning Brew. After examining 2,100 tasks across 850 jobs around the globe, the report concluded that generative AI could add anywhere from $6.1 trillion to $7.9 trillion worth of value to the global economy. How? By giving businesses more use cases for AI and revving up productivity as we've never seen before, especially for workers in customer operations, marketing and sales, software engineering, and research and development fields. The report expects generative AI to automate tasks that take up to 60 to 70% of people's working hours. In an ideal world, this means more time for the fun parts of your job or four-day work weeks. But in this world, it could mean your future coworkers are large language models. Let's load a minor detail. Only 8% of customers used a chatbot during their most recent customer service experience, according to a survey by Gartner. Of those, just 25% say they would use that chatbot again in the future. In the data, chatbots resolve 58% of returns and cancellations, but only 17% of billing disputes. Why do we care? AI and chatbots are not necessarily the same thing, so let's be careful with the analysis. The distinction I make here is that the first set of data talks about how AI will augment workers. The chatbot data notes that direct customer-to-bot experiences are weaker than one might hope. The insight for me is delivering on employee augmentation over replacement. Let's also cover some legislation, which seems to have piled up. The Biden administration is warning car manufacturers not to comply with the new Massachusetts Right to Repair law, citing cybersecurity concerns. This is because the Safety Act conflicts with the data access law. Manufacturers are expected to fully comply with their federal safety obligations. The 2020 update to the Massachusetts law is concerning, as car makers had already agreed to comply with a version of the Massachusetts law in every state. A new bill called the AI Disclosure Act was introduced in Congress, proposing to add a disclaimer to any AI-generated output. The Federal Trade Commission would oversee the enforcement of the measure, which could lead to civil penalties for violations. There's also a call for a House committee dedicated to AI and a Senate framework by Senator Josh Hawley. And in June, Connecticut law was signed putting tighter governance around the state's current and future uses of artificial intelligence. The law requires forming a working group inside the state legislature to make recommendations on further AI regulation and create an artificial intelligence bill of rights. It also requires the state judiciary to conduct annual inventories of Connecticut's AI use to prevent unlawful discrimination and other harmful outcomes. The National Labor Relations Board issued a decision tightening the definition of independent contractor for the purposes of federal labor law. This will allow more workers to be classified as full employees and join unions. Why do we care? If compliance is part of your service offering, you'll never run out of work. You can see it here. Your task list is two parts. First, if you or customers use contractors, double-check their status. And second, leverage the questions being asked by lawmakers for your implementations of AI. The frameworks are useful even before they become law, even if they never do. Are you and your clients tired of the time-consuming ticket tennis of coordinating meetings and help desk calls? Wouldn't it be better to automate this process with a tool that connects directly to ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest offers scheduling automation that gives you complete control of your schedule and eliminates the hassle of calendar ping pong. As the only service designed specifically for MSPs, it integrates into your workflow and makes scheduling appointments easy on you and your clients. Plus, you can try TimeZest for free. Visit timezest.com/MSPradio and use the code MSPradio to get 10% off your first year of TimeZest. Thanks for listening. Today, National American Eagle Day. I challenge you to go find one. That's a good search for the evening. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.